Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you conquer the chaos of life. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be honest, time seems to be slipping through our fingers faster than a greased piglet at a county fair. Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? Like you're constantly playing catch up with that never-ending to-do list? You know that feeling when your mind is racing and your stress levels are higher than a giraffe on stilts? Well, today we're tackling something super crucial. Managing time effectively to reduce stress and boost your productivity. Now, I'm not talking about some rigid scheduling system that leaves you feeling like a robot programmed for efficiency. This is about finding that sweet spot, the balance between structure and flexibility that allows you to get things done without sacrificing your sanity. Think of it as training your internal clock to work smarter, not harder. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim control over your time. First off, prioritize ruthlessly. I mean, really evaluate what's truly important. Are you spending your precious hours on tasks that actually move the needle, or just busy work that leaves you feeling drained? Imagine a big old pie chart divided into segments for work, family, personal hobbies, and everything else. Where are your slices going? Make sure those vital areas get the biggest chunks of your pie. Next up, schedule your time like a pro athlete schedules their training. I know, scheduling can sound about as exciting as watching paint dry, but trust me on this one. Block out specific times for different tasks, work sessions, creative bursts, even breaks. This creates a roadmap for your day and helps you stay focused. Think of it like having a personal trainer for your time management guiding you through those workouts and making sure you're hitting all the milestones. Third, embrace the power of no. You know that feeling when someone asks you to do something that throws off your carefully crafted schedule? It's tempting to say yes out of politeness, but sometimes saying no is the bravest, most productive thing you can do. Remember, you can't be everything to everyone all the time. Now, let's talk about those dreaded distractions, the social media vortex, the endless emails, the notifications that keep pinging like a chorus of demanding gremlins. They're time thieves, plain and simple. Set boundaries, my friends. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media, and during your focus work sessions, silence those notifications. Imagine it as creating a sacred space for deep work, a temple where productivity reigns supreme. And finally, remember the importance of self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. When you take care of yourself, get enough sleep, eat well, move your body, your brain functions better, you're more focused, and you handle stress like a champ. Think of it as refueling your inner engine so you can keep going strong. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and stressed. But one day she decides to implement some time management strategies. She prioritizes her tasks, schedules blocks of time for different activities, and sets boundaries around distractions. She even takes time for herself each day, a quick yoga session or a relaxing walk in the park. And guess what? Sarah starts to feel calmer, more in control, and actually enjoys those moments with her family. See, managing your time effectively isn't about becoming a hyper-organized robot, it's about creating a life that feels fulfilling and manageable. It's about finding that balance between productivity and presence, getting things done while also making space for the things that truly matter. So, my friends, I challenge you to take action today. Start small, implement one new strategy this week and see how it changes your day. Remember, time is our most valuable resource, don't waste it. Go out there, manage your time like a boss, and reclaim your days. And remember, we'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Until then, keep on forging ahead, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.